forward. This small book deals with the basic problem of heart motivation. It searches the recesses of the Adventist conscience and stresses the final call of the true witness. After 6,000 years of waiting, the Savior makes his last plea. This has gone unheeded for well over a century. The truth which is to test the world in the end time has not yet been appreciated, nor have God's chosen people truly been tested by it. How long can we continue with business as usual? There are those in the church who say that persecution can solve our spiritual problem. But is persecution the cause or the effect of revival and reformation among God's people? How does persecution fit into the Day of Atonement, which we have long held as vital to the final ministry of the true witness? And then, if it is the enemy of God who presses for persecution, why is he waiting? We are not the first people to have misunderstood a message God sent. The ancient Jews brought grief to the Messiah, because they were certain they understood, but they didn't. His unheeded call to repent could hardly have brought more heartbreak to the Savior than the lukewarm, unknowing response he has received from the last of the seven churches of history. The Jews were expecting the Son of David to take the throne and rule in splendor. Their national rejection of him must surely parallel our letting him remain outside our door, still knocking for admission. The history of our spiritual forefathers demands clear understanding. How could the Lord of the universe do more than he has done to plead with his angel of the Church of the Laodiceans? May the Lord use the message of this book to help us understand that call of the true witness for the repentance of the ages. The great high priest wants to rise up and proclaim, "It is done." The power of the gospel will have then proved its strength, and the atonement will be demonstrated to be complete. Donald K. Short.